Everett, you've been in business for over 25 years. What's been the most profound sales lesson you've come across?
It was early in my career. It was a lesson I'll never forget. I was a sales engineer for a high-tech filtration company on Route 128 around Boston, right out of Harvard Business School. I was looking to make my mark in sales and understand B2B selling and marketing. So I hit the street. And after 2 or 3 months, I still hadn't made my first sale. These were large, complex installations designed for filtering and concentrating biotech products. In fact, our technology was used in the first synthetic insulin manufacturer, Eli Lilly, in the early 80s. So this was really jazzy stuff at the time. And I felt with my engineering background, I was just going to go out and knock them dead because I understood the technology and understood how to process material on commercial scale. So I was in the labs of these biotech companies on a daily basis, but I couldn't make the sale. I showed them exactly why my technology was the best on the market and how it would more effectively produce their product, and they weren't buying. So I came back on a Friday after being on the road of another frustrating week with my customer base, and I sat down with Joe Stepanek, who was the number one salesman in our little $10 million company. And I said, Joe, I just can't seem to make it happen. I got all the technology down. I really understand what my customers are trying to accomplish, but they're not buying. What's your approach, Joe? And he listened to me, and he paused, and he says, well, here's my sales pitch. It goes in the bottom of the filter, and it comes out the top, and it works fine. I was stunned. I said, Joe, what do you mean? That's the only insight you give them on how the thing works? I mean, we're dealing with stuff that's going to go in people's bodies. Don't they want to know how the filter actually makes this stuff to the purity that's needed? No. Goes in here, comes out here, works fine. You mean it's about the relationship I build? It's not about the technology? You got it, Everett. So I went out the next week, and one of the visits that week was to a veterinary vaccine company in Madison, Wisconsin. And I essentially told the guy, goes in here, comes out here, works fine. And he says, okay, let's get started. Where do I sign? So I've never forgotten that lesson, that the sales process is about relationships, no matter what the product is, no matter how fancy we can get with tools and the equivalent of charts and graphs being CRM tools and demos and all the whiz-bang gadgets. It all must be focused and designed to make sure that the salesperson connects with that individual, is able to build a relationship of trust, because without that, there's no value add for the customer.
Is that what you're teaching your clients at Catalytic Advisors, is the lessons you learned from that very story?
Absolutely. I don't tell it in that with that simple example all the time, but sometimes that story really puts a sharp point on it, and I tell that story. Because I've built sales forces or restructured sales forces from 5 people up to 1,200 people. And with the Joe Stepanek story in the background, that is my Occam's razor, if you're familiar with that term, on making sure that the solution is simple and effective. Is if it's not building upon the relationship, then it's not something that I want in my solution for my sales force. And that's the aspiration I would have in any of my client engagements.